So, well, good day, everyone. This is my name is Craig Blanchett, and this is our health coach team huddle. And it is Friday, April 14th. So we have that going for us. We got a great training today, talking all about the value of mentorship, what it means to connect with mentorship, how to do it, why to do it, all those kinds of things. We also want to let you guys know that you can watch this recording on a video, in a video format on YouTube or on Vimeo. And if you go to YouTube and search for Health Coach Huddle Blanchett, you'll be able to find that there. And there's a playlist that has just our Health Coach Huddles. It's also available on Vimeo. Sometimes Vimeo is a better structure there. And so you can search for Health Coach Huddle on Vimeo. And then there's also a podcast, which would be audio only. And if you go to iTunes, and guess what? Health Coach Huddle. You'll find that there as well. And so that's how you can find it. If you are watching this on video, you can tune in live Fridays, 9 to 10 a.m. And we do this every week. We really would prefer or encourage you, if you've never been on live, that you tune in live and be part of the discussion, part of the training. If for folks that are wanting to make health coaching part of your business life, showing up regularly and being part of our community, our training, and really just the group, is a really smart thing. And I know some people are kind of coaching spare time. Maybe it's a hobby. Maybe you might be coaching part-time. It's maybe more than a hobby. Or you might be coaching full-time. It's more of your vocation. And so just figure out kind of where you're at and what you want, because the values of coaching are great. And people's lives do change around us. And so it's pretty powerful stuff. So I'm going to open it up to the gang here. We've got some great training again from our, from the triple threat trio. That's what I'm calling you. I decided to call you guys that. It's Daniela, Diane, and Kim. So it's the DKD, if you want. And so welcome, ladies. And why don't you get us started here this morning?
I'd love to. I'm excited to be here with everybody. So I'm thinking of triple threat. I don't know that we want to be threatening. So we'll have to modify that a little.
Threatening in a good way. Yeah. You're threatening obesity.
What?
There you go. I like that. There you go. That's perfect.
How about triple thrive?
Triple thrive.
There you go. There you go. And we are thriving together, let me tell you. So. Yeah. Awesome. Well, good morning, everybody. Last week, we asked a question at the end of the call that was something to the effect of, what do people need, you know, in their practices? What do they need support with? And some of the things that came back were things like, I need help supporting a new coach, or I need help to bring on clients. Those are the kinds of things that came back. And so when the three of us got together to review that, what came into our head right away was, oh, wow, we really need to teach how to leverage mentorship. And so that's what we'd really like to share about today. And I'd love to start with a little, I don't know if it's a story, an analogy, I guess is a better word. And Craig has used this analogy. I haven't heard him use it in a long, long time. But I love this analogy. So I think the theme from the questions that we heard was, I'm not getting what I need to support myself or my new coach or whatever it is. And we really don't want anybody to not have what they need. So we'd love you to tune in here for a second as we share sort of the recipe for getting what you need. So I'm going to start with that analogy as I shared. If we can think about our group kind of as a wolf pack that runs together, right, on a mission of health. And then if you kind of think about a real pack of wolves and what they do, they run together. They run together with purpose, right, both for safety, to get the food they need, all of those kinds of things. And there's an interesting dynamic of a pack of wolves, and that is that they're always forward driven, right? Any dog, any wolf, anything like that, like wants to keep moving forward. They don't stay still really long other than to rest. They keep going. And so what happens in a pack of wolves if one of them gets distracted? You know, they follow a scent somewhere, that kind of thing. Well, the rest of the pack keeps going. And it doesn't mean that they don't, you know, care about that wolf, but they're on a mission, and so are we. And so we keep going. And I have a neat, and Diane, she gave me permission to kind of share this, but sometimes in our lives, things happen, right? And there's a derailment or a distraction, and we might separate from our pack here for a time. And Diane, can you come off mute for a minute and just kind of share, you don't need to share a bunch of details, but, you know, a little bit about your derailment and how you got back, or I don't know if it's a derailment, but because it's not like you intentionally derailed, right? But things happened.
Yeah, I mean, life happened, right? I mean, and that's going to happen to all of us. And so I, you know, kind of took a break from my business a little bit. You know, I wasn't as involved in my business as I wanted to be. And Alex kind of took over some of my coaching responsibilities for a time. And then, though, when I felt ready, and it wasn't that long a period of time, I came back and I kind of worked really hard to get back with the pack. And it's not the way I would recommend anybody does it, because it does take a lot more effort and a lot more focus, but I was still able to do it. So it's not like if you do get derailed or life happens to you that it can't be done and that you can't catch back up with the pack.
I love that. So Diane, were people continuously saying, hey, Diane, when are you coming back to run with the pack, or did you take that initiative?
I took the initiative. Yeah, nobody. I wish they had, but but they didn't. So it was all really up to me. It was my personal responsibility.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, I don't think that's to say we weren't here as friends, right? I remember still talking on the phone with you and things like that. But your readiness and your return to the pack was up to you. And then you had to sort of accelerate speed, right, at that point. And so that's why what I'd like to do today is if we can all think of ourselves as individual pack members, if you will, and we want to run together because we're so much stronger that way, right? Better together. We always say that. So what I want to encourage is that you do that. And now we'd like to talk a little bit about exactly how you do that, because it sort of sounded like some folks were feeling like maybe they were separating from the pack just a little. So Diane, I believe that you are going to share with us next about mentorship and how to leverage.
Okay. Yeah. Sometimes it's a little confusing in knowing what to do exactly if you haven't been doing this for a while. So I'm going to talk about, you know, some, I don't know if you want to call them standards of practice or what, but how to properly leverage your team. And it makes a lot of sense for you to start with your own mentor, right? Does everyone on this call know who their mentor is? Raise your hand if you do. Let's see. Anybody not raising their hand?
I think everybody knows.
Everyone is. Okay. So, yeah. So, you know, you want to utilize them as much as you can. And how you know when not to use them anymore, or go ahead.
Craig, it looked like
you. The nuance there, I was just thinking of that. Yeah. You have a health coach and you have a mentor. Can you kind of describe sort of what the nuance is there? Do we have more than one mentor? Do we have more than one coach?
Yeah, well, I'm getting there.
You are?
Yes. Diane. So, well, your mentor is going to be someone who is really, just one or two steps ahead of you, so they can come alongside you and move you along with them. So they don't have to be way above you, right? That's a real key point, I think. Now, when you want to go above them, and I don't know if that's the best terminology or not, but, you know, if you get to a place where you're stuck and your mentor isn't able to give you the information that you're needing, or when they present it to you, you might not quite be understanding it, you know, it's just not making a lot of sense to you, you might come back and try again. But if at that time you haven't gotten what you need, then it would be appropriate to go to their mentor, right? So I'm going to use my own line of mentorship. Is that okay, Craig and Alex?
Yep. Just talk positively. Just keep it good. Come on now. Don't tell them about all that stuff that happened.
Yeah. Well, and Alex, you got a little derailed, right, at one point when I first came in. And
that's what I'm talking about. You're going there. Yeah, absolutely. Craig had to jump in and do some support for me.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not saying anything against Alex. He just had some life happen. He was in the middle of selling his health club, mm-hmm. and he was refocusing. He was leaving that to come to full-time health coaching. But in the interim, Craig became my mentor because he was better able, because of time, I think, mostly, and some skill sets also, mm-hmm. better able to come alongside me in my journey. So, so that's kind of the line of mentorship. Does everybody know your coach's mentor? And everybody on this call right now? Raise your hand if you do.
I don't. Who's Craig?
There's several that don't.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's going to be really important. And I think Alex is going to talk a little bit more about that. But so you're really going to want to ask your mentor who their mentor is.
Yeah, so ask your health coach.
Oh, wait, now I think I have an idea.
That's basically, you know, and that oftentimes will get the answer that you're looking for, even if the wording is not necessarily exact. And so, Diane, can I just run alongside this comment?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep.
One of the things that I think comes up sometimes is that you may personally have the both the time and the passion to make this a full-time career for you. And it's possible that your health coach or your mentor is still an employee and building this business alongside, and so not as available, right? They may be awesome, but just not as available as you're trying to bring new people into the business. And so that's another reason to reach to someone else that may have more time to support that.
Yeah, right on. And there may be times where, and I have not really had this happen real recently, you know, for me, it would look like reaching even over Craig, which I think that's Dan Melman, right, Craig? Mm-hmm. So really knowing your line, you know, your mentorship line, and asking, you know, who you need to ask to find out who that was.
Well, it's kind of like your family tree, too.
Yeah, it is.
If you don't know who to talk to, how would you know? Because within our businesses, we only see people that we've brought on. How do you look above you? You can't unless you ask.
Yeah.
So that's probably a good idea to say, who's the family? Who's my parents, my healthy parents, grandparents?
Yeah, exactly. And so this is going to open up another line of thinking, but, you know, and sometimes it's appropriate to go to someone who's sideways, right? So they might have a skill set that you're really wanting and feeling like you really are missing that in your own coaching practice. And you heard them maybe at a training, you know, like I reached out when we were at Go Global to some people who had heard say some things that I thought, oh man, I really need to know more about that. So I went to them and spoke to them but you want to do that in a limited fashion, right? Because they're not benefiting in any way. Well, I shouldn't say in any way. They're not benefiting compensation-wise from, you know, from their time supporting you. So you want to, you know, have a limitation on how much you do that. And you probably want to ask, too, you know, do you have the time for this conversation? can we schedule a time that works with your schedule? So you want to be really considerate of their time in supporting you. So does anybody have anything to add in regards to that?
So I'll just say that sometimes there can be somebody else on another team that is even, they may be at a lower rank, for lack of a better term, but a lower rank than you are, and you may visit with them just to brainstorm some ideas. That's great too. But remember, in your line of business, the people who know your business and can help you best are really the ones that are supporting that business. So they're the ones you want to go to most, and even ask them if this person or that person would be appropriate person to brainstorm with or get ideas from, because they'll know if, you know, their business and yours have enough similarity to where that would be helpful. So
love that. That's a great point, Alex, Daniela. Yeah, because Alex and Craig have been working with me for quite some time now, and so they really see stuff that maybe I don't see, and they can, you know, guide me and let me know. Yeah, that would be a great person to talk to. I mean, Alex told me at Go Global, well, go talk to so-and-so. Mm-hmm. So, you know, because he could see the lack in my own skill set, and that person would line up really nicely and be able to give me some advice or information.
Hey, Diane, I want to just kind of, when I always thought of that, Tim Cox told me, was talking about that early on, and I thought, well, how do I know people's skill sets? Mm-hmm. I mean, like Alex, you're like, how did Alex know that Diane needed to talk to this person? Right. And when we go, first of all, taking a minute and thinking about what if I went to convention and by being there and around those people, my life changed forever. Right. And it's not just a what if potential hypothetical. It happens all the time. And then one of the things we do at the convention is we'll do a scavenger hunt. And part of that scavenger hunt is go meet this person, go look for a global director meet. And we want you to actually meet other coaches. And then as you get to know people and introduce yourself, you get to know a little bit about who they are. And that's how Alex knew that this person would be a good connection for Diane, is he met him, talked to him, got to know him. And so, because I was always thinking when they told me to do that, I'm like, well, how do I know what they do? How do I know anything about them? And it just sort of, that's one of those simple aha moments of me is like, oh, you actually go get to know a lot of people and then you get to know their skill sets. And then we really do become a coaching community that helps each other. Maybe that's so obvious, but sometimes I'm the king of obvious. So hopefully that helped.
You know, you're the king of reinforcement. So I love it. Thank you. So Kim's, are there questions in regards to that? Does anybody... Are they real clear about, okay, what's your next step now is to talk to your mentor and find out who their mentor is and even further up the line if you have to. Okay, it just really makes a lot of sense. And it's comforting to know where you need to get answers, mm-hmm. right? Instead of, because if you don't know, if you're confused at any level, what happens is no action, right? Mm-hmm. So...
All right.
Any questions?
I wanted to jump in. This is one of the reasons I come to these meetings, because this is like the dialogue I've been having in my head for a while, because I have, not for a while, but just recently, like an aha moment that I can see the benefit to having Craig and Alex as a part of my team, and the fact that in the meeting that we did, I can't remember, Alex, but you said, we were talking about role-playing for me, and you said, Diane's the king of role-playing, you know? So you just referred me to Diane. I mean, it was like a perfect example, as you guys were talking, of what you guys have been actually doing for me, is directing me to the person you think my skill set needs right now. And so this is a great subject. I just love it. Thank you so much. This is why I come to these meetings, because it's just always helping me create my business, because mm-hmm. I've never done this before. So I'm, you know, greener than green. So thank you guys.
Well, and by the way, Debbie, thanks for taking us up. Debbie scheduled an appointment and we did a role play yesterday and it was like, that was fun. I enjoyed getting to know you and doing it. So, you know, taking advantage and using our team, because in the end, we all just want to help people and including ourselves, right? That's right. Really what we right. want.
Yeah.
Debbie, I would love to also just point out something and that is beautiful. So you said you're new to this business, but what I hear that you're doing is you're running, right? You're running with the pack. You're not waiting for the
pack
to come back, right? Yeah, you're trying, and that's all. If you're trying, you're barking back there, okay? The pack will turn around and reach back at that point if they know that you're that, you know, that close. But I guess the point I'm making is you're not just wandering over in a field waiting for someone to come find you, right?
Oh, no.
You're working to hang here with
and
us.
And I'm going to convention, and I just registered for that Agents of Transformation that's happening in Portland on June 10th. I've already registered for that, so I'll be there, and it's just really exciting. I can't wait to just experience it from what you guys are saying. It sounds like it'll really boost my confidence to take the world by storm.
Love it.
There we go. I'm pumping myself up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Craig, to you next or to Alex next?
Yeah. Oh, Kim is next. I was going to introduce her.
I'm next.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I think Kim may actually be.
Yeah. I think we changed the order last minute.
Oh, Kim, you told me I was after Diane. Yeah.
I know. I had the same question. Sorry. That's all right. So yeah, so real simply, Kim is going to be taking over now, and she's going to go over the basic structure of our training model. So Kim,
she was going to go, but I'm going to interrupt just for a second
because
of what Debbie just said, and this I don't want to let that go. A lot of us got really excited when Debbie said she was going to national convention, and here's why: because we know it's about to happen for her. It is so big. I honestly, to be honest, skipped my first one. I didn't know it was that important. Craig did too. And when it came to the second one, I had another commitment for the first one, but I could have rescheduled that. I could have. I just didn't because I didn't see the importance. So when the second one came, I was thinking about skipping it too. See, a lot of you didn't know that. And a lot of you are here today as nationals and regionals and globals and presidentials because someone poured into me and said, you don't have any idea what's going to happen as your transformation. Debbie, that's why I'm so excited for you, because it is an immersion for a few days to give your brain enough of a consistency for long enough to where this really sets in versus immediately gets distracted by life. That is so powerful. Anyhow, thank you for that moment, guys. So if anybody's sitting on the fence, let's figure out how we're going to make this happen for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I'm just going to talk really briefly about the simple structure of just the mentorship model and the training that we do. I wanted to, first of all, just get an idea of kind of where we are at as far as what our goals for our business are. I'm curious how many of you are here mostly just to help a few people and not really interested in necessarily building a team. How many people do we have that, like that?
So is that more like a hobby? Would you say
a hobby? Yeah, more like a hobby. Yeah, anybody? Okay. So then are the rest of us wanting to make this a business and build a team? Who's up for that, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to make a difference.
Awesome. So the great thing about this that I wanted to start and point out is it doesn't matter if you're doing this as a hobby or if you're wanting to build a huge business, go global, presidential, whatever your goal is. I just wanted to point out the importance of the model and how important it is to stick to it. So I love the analogy of kind of construction or building. You know, you start with your foundation. And I don't know a huge amount about building, just what I learned from my dad. But he taught me that when you start out with your foundation, you need to be really accurate, because any mistake that you make at that level is going to have a compounding effect. So you may be only off by a fraction of an inch to begin with, but what gets built up can definitely be structurally unstable. So if you, whether you're looking at helping just a few people, the importance of this and getting it right is that you're helping those people really, you're the people that you love the most, that you really want to make a difference for them, that they're getting the biggest benefit that they can get. And if you're building teams, it is so much harder to go back and fix the things that are the mistakes that happen than it is to get it right from the beginning. So I just wanted to frame it with that. There's another construction term. But beyond that, it's very simple. When you work with your mentor, it's going to start by you just observing and watching and learning. And then the way we say it, we say watch one, share one, and then be watched on one. And of course, you know, if you're nervous and you want to watch two, or it takes a little longer time, you want to share a few, that's perfectly fine. But the idea here is watch and learn, share, and take on the, you know, to practice and share and get better, and then be watched. And I really want to focus on that last step, be watched. If your mentor's like, oh, you're good, to ask, well, wait a second, I thought I should be watched, because we actually need to advocate for that. And I think that if you can perform that and know for sure, hey, will you just double check and make sure I got this foundation level? Because I don't want it to be off in, you know, 5-10 clients. You know, that's going to benefit you. And it's really important that we set up that structure for success. So I don't know if there's any questions. If there's no questions, let's see, anybody raise their hand? Any questions about that? It's pretty simple structure. But I wanted to toss it over to Alex so we can actually get into action. So not just make this about the, you know, learning the information, but actually doing something. So Alex?
Absolutely. I'm going to teach you about a lie I learned from Jim Rohn. Jim Rohn is late and great, amazing mentor. And he talked about the law of diminishing return. And if you will own this law and understand it like gravity, it will change your life. Absolutely. And that is the gap in the space between an idea and inspiration. And that's a new word, inspiration. Inspiration, the gap between an idea or an inspiration that comes to you. You know, when you get like, oh, I should do that. And you feel that sense of provocation and that this is something worth your time and your energy and your effort. And then if that gap or that hesitation is there, and then it becomes a delay, then it becomes a procrastination. This law of diminishing return says that you will most likely not do this at all if you let more than a few minutes pass. A few minutes pass between the time of the idea and inspiration and your next action that cues you up to move in that direction. And some of you will say, I don't have the time right now. Well, what could you do right now that would actually create the time in this space? I'm curious, come off of mute. Somebody tell me, if you don't have time right now, what could you do that would be the next action? Just come off mute and do it.
Me, I would write it down and put a checkbox next to it. I have to, or I'll forget. And
all right, perfect. Anyone else? Those are this kind of stuff. Let's get the creative juice. You have to.
Yeah. I would set a reminder in my smartphone calendar.
Reminder in a smartphone calendar. Just keep talking and talk over the top. This is good.
I use Wunderlist, and so it'd be something that I put in my Wunderlist to get to.
Right on. And those types of things right there cue you up, because I can't trust my memory. I got a lot of life going on. Who else has a lot of life going on? Absolutely. So we get this provocation where we're provoked to do something, and then all of a sudden you realize other stuff is piling up. I call it information constipation. Anybody ever feel like that? Like information's packing up in your mind, and then you don't do anything? That's what happens. So this is going to be mental X-lax for everybody. Sorry for the graphic, but I'm not sorry, because who needs sometimes to clean out the pipes in the brain? Absolutely. I do. And so what we want to do now is we want to take what we've just heard and take immediate action on it. So I hope you have your little fingers ready, or a pen and a paper. And so what I want you to do right now is write down, have I connected with my mentor, coach, and gotten clear on what my next action is to help me move my dreams, my goals, my desires, my personal growth up and forward? write that down and write down when you will contact your mentor. Now,
remember your mentor last night.
Don't say anything. I know where we're going next, but let's just leave it right there. Okay. So Craig, you can share because you were not, I had a little powwow with someone else on the side, but I know you guys know what I'm going to say next, but for right now, I want you to write down when you're going to contact your mentor coach.
And your health coach may be your primary mentor, but it might not be. You know, like some of you have a coach that's a part-time or spare-time coach. Yep. So they may not be your mentor, right? Some of you, I'm your mentor, even though you're two or three people removed from me. So think about who's your primary mentor and what Alex said there.
Exactly. So who is the person that is moving their business forward? They're actively bringing on people, or they have those skill sets to do that, and they have identified themselves through contacting you and connecting with you, or through you can identify that this person in my line is the action taker, and they've been in, and you can engage that communication. You can do that. All right, so you've got down who you're going to reach out to, and you've got down when you're going to do it by. All right, next thing I want you to do is I want you to think about this. Here are some basic competencies that we're going to go into in a minute. But we've got this one competency, which is creating a list of who we want to bless, who we want to partner with in health and life. And this is our contact list or share list, some people call this, right? And I want you to look at what is your level of action you've taken there with that so far. Is it lacking or is it very clear? And I have a list that's clearly written out or typed out somewhere. I mean, if I had to be accountable, I could pull it up and I could show it to you and it's within my midst, right? And if not, there's no judgment here. It's just awareness to think, maybe I need to get with my mentor coach because if there's a block mentally. So this is the questions. Am I lacking a skill on where do I print that list out from? Or what does that look like? What information should be on that list? Who should be on that list? Is there a mindset blocking you like, I just, for some reason, can't create and these names aren't just flowing. This feels like it's work or it feels like I'm soliciting or I feel like I'm doing something or trying to get somebody. See, those are all mindset concepts that can be there. Whereas sometimes, you know, like when you've gone to a really cool restaurant or you've gone to a really cool experience and you have no problem soliciting everybody. Oh my goodness, we should go to that bar or we should go to that restaurant. Anybody ever had that happen? Oh my goodness, you guys are going to love it at the fair. You got to bring all your kids. And you know, don't even know you just sold 30 tickets to the fair to people, right? Yet we're talking about life, health, and success, and we can't get a word out. That's a mindset concept block. And if it feels like you're constipated and being able to share freely, it means that you have an agenda in your mind of that you're thinking I'm trying to get them or I'm trying to do something, and there's a fear that might be there. So you may want to connect with your mentor and say, hey, mentor, I've got a block that's stopping me from creating. Or maybe it's just that you've got a lot of life and you just haven't time managed and planned properly, and you just don't know what to do first because there's always stuff and it's urgency, constantly in an urgent cycle, and that's action. So I want you to remember this acronym. SAM, S-A-M. And when you're not just flowing into action or into habit, it's typically because of a skill, an action that you don't know how to sequence or to take, or just don't have the habit of taking the action because of time management, or a mindset thing that's got a hold of you and maybe you need some personal development and growth in there. All right. So here's the kicker. The law of diminishing return says the gap between the idea and the inspiration and the action is most likely not going to happen unless it happens immediately. So we're going to create some space for that. I said, tell me or write down when you're going to reach out to your mentor. And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a minute right now, and I'm going to reach out to my mentor, and I'm going to send him a private message right now. And his name's Craig Blanchett, so he knows that he's going to get it. And many of you have your mentor right here on this phone, so which is really cool. And so what we're going to do, and if your mentor's not on this phone, you're going to reach out and say, hey, mentor, or Craig, or whatever your mentor. I don't ever call Craig mentor when I call him. Hey, mentor. But for this text, I think I'm actually going to say, hey, mentor. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to let him know, Craig, I could use some support in getting clear on this skill set or some accountability with this or whatever else you know. You just know. Or maybe, hey, I've been off the grid. I'm standing and ready to be counted for. All right, here we go. We're going to take 1 minute, and everyone should, if you're one of the mentors, I should be getting a lot of text on this right now. All right, here we go. Ready, set, go. If you're not clear, put in the chat. I'm opening up my Facebook Messenger right now. That's what I use. Go ahead and keep typing if you're typing. If this is a distraction, just turn down the volume temporarily until you're done typing. But for those of you who feel like you're blocked in any way, shape, or form, then just let your mentor know, I'm feeling blocked. I really can't get my thoughts together on what to do next. Don't delay on reaching out and trying to schedule with your mentor. Just let them know. This isn't about getting scheduled with them. This is about you saying, I'm reaching up to say, I would like to engage with you. If you don't know what to say next, then just say that. But if you do know what to say next, I'll just tell you what I said to my mentor, just so that we have some level of transparency. I said, hey, mentor. I could really use your support with identifying my A-list coach candidates. Some of you don't know what A-list means, but that means something to me. And helping me identify the approach and then be accountable with engaging them. I want some accountability because that's, for me, a really huge thing, is I've got a lot of things on my plate. And if I could have some accountability, reconciliation with that, that's what's going to move the needle forward, is that tension that creates for me.
So here's the other side of that, by the way. Guess what I did when I got that? I just wrote it in my book of things to do, and I put Alex, A-list candidates with accountability, because now I want to follow up with him and get a time on the calendar to do that.
9:30, 10. Yeah. Oh, thank you.
So that's what I'm going to do. And then I got one from Don, and I got one from Dayton and Christina and Wade and John. So I'm going to go through here and write down those different things. That's, sometimes you never see it as, if you're not mentoring anybody, how do you know when you one day have someone to mentor? How's both sides of this coin work? Right? Because there's two sides.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's open this up just for a moment before we move into our next area. We'll take about a minute here. And does anybody want to share something that they learned from that last little bit that I talked about being clear on that and identifying things, skill, action, mindset, and then taking immediate action with this law of diminishing return that's always at play?
I think it just means just what you said, that when something is an aha, and especially if it keeps bugging you, I think you need to take action right away. Otherwise, you're going to forget because you're a busy person. Everybody's busy. Mm-hmm.
And you don't get to create what you have that inspiration or idea, and you never get to know what's going to happen next, right? Absolutely.
And I think that, you know, you have these great ideas, passing it through your mentor or your coach, but your coach can help define and maybe put it in some kind of order or clarify things. Mm-hmm. So you're not off on a tangent, because you can, if you get a great idea, you can go all kinds of different ways. So you can help us be focused.
Very good.
Alice, can I really reaffirm what you just said? Because yesterday I was out for my run, which is typically when I get my highest level of inspiration. And I had just this, I was so inspired to do this video. And I didn't do it. I didn't have my phone with me. I should have, you know, if I had had my phone with me, I would have done it right on the spot. But I waited, right, because I didn't. And then as the day progressed, I did pick up my phone to do it. But it was like, it just wasn't what it was at that moment. So I made a commitment to myself to bring my phone with me. And then when that happens next time, I'll act on it right away, because I totally agree with what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
Very true.
Very good. All right. Well, let's take a moment here to identify the next steps. And I know we have a limited amount of time, so we will do what we can do. And this will be the most important part of this next piece, is to identify where you need the most support. So what we want to do is we want to break into three different sections right now. And we want everybody from an accountability standpoint to really identify where you need the most support. I remember when I was a brand new coach, and I remember actually 6 months into being a brand new coach, that there were still some brand new coach competencies that I could have learned when I was a brand new coach, but because I had other life going on, other distractions, it took me about 6 months before I actually said, I'm ready to learn these basic competencies. And guess what? Craig jumped in like it was the first day and helped me and worked with me, and so did others. So the question is, how many of you feel like you could use some more support with just how to create the list and how to invite people to hear about the program? How many of you feel like you could really use that skill set to get confident and comfortable and in action with that? Just show your hands if you feel like you could use more support with that. Okay, so I see one, two. Okay.
I just want to say Martin is really, he's in contact with me every single day and more than once a day. I mean, even though I'm saying I need help, I mean, he is, thank you, Martin.
That's great.
Just all sorts of tangents to assist me and give me different ideas and tweak my mindset. Mm-hmm. So even though I say I need help, I'm like getting it from Martin.
I love it. And that's exactly it. We're going to do two things here. We're going to drive you to your mentor, but we're also going to talk to you about some basic competencies that all of the leadership team have agreed that you want to know about and what those resources are. So perfect. We're going to make a note of that. Now, I'm going to go through these three different scenarios, and then you're going to decide which one is the most relevant to you now, and understand that they stack upon each other, because if you say number three, is what you want to do, but you don't have the competency fully, or you're not taking the action in number one, number three is going to be very irrelevant. Okay. So let me go through this. Number two is, how many of you feel like you could really use some support with, now that you are having people do, engage with you and they are starting on the program, could really use some support with getting competent at doing meet and greets with your mentor, getting your new people integrated into community, meeting your mentor coach, fleshing out where their other well-being evaluation standpoints are with healthy mindset and healthy finances, and maybe even exploring coach candidacy and all that. How many of you feel like you could really use some competency with that piece? Show your hands. Okay, it's only two people, but I'm looking at hands right now. All right, only two. Three, okay. All right. And then the third one would be, you've got some the meet and greets going on. You feel very confident. You're getting people integrated into community. Okay, that's all happening. That was number two. You're celebrating with people and all of that. And number three is, how many of you feel like you could really use some support with inspiring clients to want to share this with others and invite their friends and family to join them on their health journey? And this would be what we call technically a referral, right? But I look at it as somebody who's inspired someone else to join them on their journey. How many of you could really use some competency and some help with that area? All right, great. So we've got number one, being just getting out the gates and inviting and sharing confidently and comfortably. Number two, being the area of really working with meet and greet and celebration and integrating into community. And number three is inspiring other, teaching clients to inspire others to join them in that area. All right, so hold up your finger if you would like to have more support in the area of number one, just so we know. Okay, because we're you're only going to pick one for right now. Okay, just this. So let me be clear. We're only going to focus on one with you right now. Okay, so who? So only hold up your hand for one, two, or three. You can get help in all three, which is fine. But for the sake of today, who would like to focus on number one? Getting out the gates and just inviting. Okay, so there's two people. All right, three people. Okay, so let me just go ahead and make a note here. I'm going to lose track of this. Dayton, Leanne, was that right? And who else?
Angela, I thought.
Angela, yeah. Dayton, Linan, and Mandy.
Yeah, that's what I had too.
All right, so Daniela, I know you're a lot more responsible than I am with time management. So what if we just do like these breakout rooms for 8 minutes? Will that be enough or do we need to do this at another time? What's your thoughts?
Well, I think we will be able to get through probably but not feel finished.
Okay, exactly. So it'll start the conversation here. All right, so Dayton, Linan, Angela, and
Mandy. Brand new coach, by the way. Welcome, Mandy.
Excellent. Okay. So, who has the power?
Who's going to lead that room?
What's that?
Who's going to lead that room?
I'm going to lead that room.
Okay.
All right. So, can you assign them, but not set them there yet? Mm-hmm. Craig? Okay. Number two. Who feels like they need number two?
I think maybe if you say number two again, it might help.
Okay. Learning how to integrate your clients into team. Getting comfortable with getting your clients on a three-way call with your mentor, coach, or coming to events like this, or to integrating them into the habits of health, community, and meeting other clients and people, and celebrating their success as a community versus them only being isolated with you. Who could use some support in number two?
Debbie.
Okay. Debbie, good. Okay.
I kind of picked three too, but I could take either one if it would be easy.
Okay, so that's fine. No, it's fine. We're gonna put you where you need. Eileen and Debbie.
Yes.
And okay. Who's the leader for that group?
Kim.
Kim, got it.
And then number three, who would like to learn how to help your clients be inspired to refer and bring in their friends and family, and maybe even explore coaching? Either one or both. Should be in one of these three areas. So there's a lot of hands that didn't raise for any of them. Okay, so we got Wade.
Three.
And was that it?
Don. Wade Don. And Don, I see.
What about Christina? Is she just off the grid because of?
Christina wants to be in one.
Okay, yeah. One. Okay. Yeah. Steph, is she just?
Is Daniela leading that group?
I am.
And Martin, where's Martin going? One, two, or three, Martin? Three.
And Stephanie, I'm not sure where Stephanie wants to go. But she's right. On the phone. So she can't, I don't know if she can go on the phone.
All right. So why don't you just decide which one, Craig, you think you would want to throw in?
Okay.
I mean, hand her lightly in and embrace her transport. Okay. All right. We're going to do 8 minutes in there and then we're going to come back for a 2-minute closure. This is going to be great.
Diane, where are you going? You're on mute. Okay, say that again.
Oh, sorry, Alex. I'll go with Alex. Okay. That was the original plan, but I think he.
Okay, assign to one. And I'll stay here with Stephanie. Hello, Steph.
Yep, it works. Okay, great.
Already come up with a list of people you know who would love to get healthier, stop the diet cycle, and live the life they'd love to live. I enjoy you so much, and I'd love to help you build your healthy community. I've enclosed some ways we can spread health together. Who would love to move forward or to support you? And then in health, Daniela. So what I send along with that is... a little letter like this, which simply says, referral bonus time at the top. And it says, did you know that by referring a friend, you increase your support system, have more fun, increase chances for success, and make some extra money? And it has tips on what not to say. So I'm not going to go through all this in the interest of time. But then it also says what to say on it. It shares with them that they can earn a $25 credit on their account. So that goes in there. I also...
That community is a big part of our program. I would love to introduce you to a fellow coach of mine that I respect. She is full of energy and she's so encouraging. I would love you to meet her. So let's see if I can get her on the phone right now. So, or Zoom. It could be Zoom.
Okay. That sounds that's fine.
Yeah.
I have time.
Great. So we call, or Eileen just pops into a Zoom if we're on Zoom and I've already messaged her. So Eileen, thank you so much for joining us. I'm really excited. I have Debbie here. She is just getting started on her journey. And I wanted to introduce the two of you together.
Well, nice to meet you. Nice to meet you, Debbie. I'm excited to meet you and being a part of your team. Could you tell me why you have chosen to partner with Kim and what you hope to accomplish?
Well, so far I like what I'm hearing about the fact that I get a free health coach, and Kim's great. She gives me a lot of hope. So we'll see. But this, I'm really optimistic, and I think great. Kim was going to work out great, and we'll see how everything goes.
Awesome. So that's great. You know, Kim is pretty awesome. But I just wanted to focus on you. So specifically, what did you want to accomplish, Debbie, in getting healthier?
Oh, I'm an older mom, and so I want to make sure that I'm around for my grandchildren, or at least one. And and getting myself in a healthier state of mind. So I think that's, and then to lose some weight, of course. So.
Oh, great. So you want to be...
That's right. Perfect. All right. And then the next thing what we want to... Oh, question and a comment? Are you just waving at Mr. Craig there?
I'm on baby food too, my friend, so...
All right. And that's it. So what we want to do is that question boils down to, again, what's the next thing you believe is the... For me, based on what I said my desires are, what I said my goals are, what's the next thing that's going to help me create that and inspire others properly? Okay, perfect. So now what I want to do is I want to pull up how we invite someone, and we're not going to go through a full role play. I just want to expose you that there is a system that we use, but you're going to want to get with your mentor coach so they can actually make that yours. And when you take the time to make this invite of how you bring people or and bring them on, it feels so much more natural and comfortable when you've made it your actual routine. So I'm going to go ahead and share my screen just for a moment. And actually, I skipped a step. Huh? We just talked about that new coach welcome email, and sometimes why your coach hasn't sent it to you is because they don't want to overwhelm you. So ask them for the next step. But it's always going to boil down to this, a contact list. Who is going to join you, or who potentially would join you? Now, here's the beautiful thing about this list. This is not who do I think is going to get healthy and start, and who do I know is ready. That's not what this list is. It doesn't say anything like that on there. But if it did say something on this list that you can't read on there right now, it would be, if I could dream and wave a magic wand, who would I love to see being getting healthy around me? Do you see how your brain can open up and start writing names now? Because it's not about I have to get them. And this doesn't even mean that these are the people that I'm going to reach out to first. I'm just going to let my brain flow of who would I love to see. And I'm going to take this thought in my head and I'm going to make it reality by taking that action and writing their names down. Now I want a show of hands, and keep your hands up so I can see them up for at least 5 to 10 seconds. Who has not printed out one of these contact worksheets and started using this? Not a scrap paper, not a separate system. Who hasn't printed out one of these? Keep your hands up so I can see. Okay, So you want to say, mentor, could you send me a contact list and give me some basic instructions of how do I fill this out? And guess how much time you want in between this idea and inspiration you just heard and your action?
2 seconds.
Yeah, so you want to write that down now. So I'm going to give you literally 15, 10 seconds to write that down right now. Perfect.
So Alex, this is more, this list is more for us. So this is who we see in our lives that could benefit. So yeah, this isn't people that are contacting me. They're saying, oh my gosh, you look amazing. What in the world have you done?
It's them too. It's them too. Those people. It's not necessarily, but it is. It's not necessarily, but it is them. It's anyone who's inquired, inspired, or that you specifically think it would be amazing if somehow, someday, whenever, with no expectation that they're going to join you. And the key word is have no expectation that they're going to join you.
Right.
You're just writing the names down, and your brain will shut you off from writing their names down if it thinks, I've got to talk to them tomorow. No, we're not doing that. This is just
on my list like this, I have several people written down who I have contacted and I've talked to, and they know what I've done because they've watched the process. Mm-hmm. And then I have another section underneath that I call my dream clients, that are clients that I want to join so bad. And I reach out to them all of the time and talk to them often, but I would like dance in the middle of the street pouring down rain if they became clients, because I know how it would benefit them. So I have my dream clients, and then I have the other ones, which might sound terrible.
All right, so what you want to do next in moving this list forward, thank you for sharing that delineation that you have. We're about ready to go back to our full group now, is to put a star next to the people that you feel the most comfortable with talking to in life. See, what you want your brain to think about is, who am I already comfortable with that I do no BS conversations with? That I just, we candid, we can talk, and they'll tell me the truth. And there's no fear. See, what happens is when you get this agenda that it has to be a perfect conversation. So at this point in time, you're going to put a star. You're going to make that list. You're going to get the list from your coach if you don't have it.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to close off.
No, that's fine. Yeah. Well, just as we wait for people to kind of come back in, I know our relation, like in when we do these practices, it's a little bit, you don't probably know. So you did a great job. You probably didn't even know how to describe me, because I'm not your media coach. Yeah, I think I would have, if you have to do that, Eileen, I think I would avoid just making the reference to being newer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just in case people might think that's a negative. I don't know.
Yeah.
But you did so great with that. And hopefully next time we'll have time for you to practice too, Debbie.
As people are coming back, can I ask Alex, you got to go off of mute, but well, I wanted to ask Alex.
Before you ask anything right there, I just want to know, because we are at our time, some people have to go. How many of you thought that was valuable to have, to know where you're at, to be segmented into which skill set, which practical thing would be applied? Yeah?
I love Absolutely. That breakdown, but we definitely need more time in that breakout.
Exactly. Now we know where to spend the time. So you're going to let your mentor coach know which breakout room you went into, and you're going to get real-time coaching now that's specific to you on that. What we would have done in there would have been the general outline in there. Your mentor coach should know how to give you specific coaching in there. And if they don't have that skill set, guess what they'll do? They'll do what I do, which is go see this other person about that, right? They'll delegate you to the master of that area. Hopefully they will. And if they don't, let me know and let's get a spanking going. I'm just kidding. All right, now I'm going to let someone else take this over and finish off.
Well, we need to actually close up, but I wanted to just say, Mandy, welcome to the team. Hopefully, this is your first experience of the health coach training, and you got some good stuff. Connect with Martin and me and we will make sure we get you what you need to do to help the as many people as you want to. And we're starting a power hour right now. And if you want to jump into the power hour and take some action in the power hour on some of the things we just trained on, you're welcome to hop over into the power hour. I posted it in the chat window, 893-173-956. And so great. So next week and during the week, you're going to make sure you connect with your mentor and talk about area one, area two, or area three, and we'll do some training specifically with you guys. All right, guys.
Very good.
Great stuff today. Thanks for all your work, guys. Kim, Alex, Daniela.
Craig, can you stop recording?